with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the markets are having an unusual reaction to President Trump's tariff policy.
Usually in times of economic distress, what you would see is more people buying U.S. Treasury bonds as a safe haven to kind of ride out the turbulence. But that's not what we're seeing right now. We're seeing that U.S. Treasury notes are being sold by investors, and that's pushing up interest rates, which have gone as high as 4.45% on a 10-year U.S. Treasury note. That means your mortgages are going to cost more. Your auto loans could cost more.
Correspondent Josh Boak reporting. The Dow, however, was up almost 3,000 points today. The Senate has confirmed former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee as U.S. Ambassador to Israel. Bob Agnew reports.
On a mostly party-line vote, the Senate approved Huckabee's nomination 53-46. Pennsylvania's John Fetterman was the only Democrat to vote in favor. Huckabee is known for his unwavering support for Israel and has said he believes the Jewish state has the right to annex both the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Huckabee takes over the role even as Israel seeks to eliminate Hamas from Gaza and secure the release of the remaining hostages, which include one American. Bob Agnew reporting.
The U.S. Postal Service is seeking a rate increase this summer that includes hiking the cost of a first-class stamp from 73 cents to 78 cents. The request was made Wednesday to the Postal Regulatory Commission, which must okay the proposal. If approved, the 5-cent increase for a forever stamp and similar increases for postcards, metered letters, and international mail would take effect July 13th. On Wall Street, the Dow by 2,962 points. The Nasdaq rose 1,857 points. This is SRN News. Should a merchant be able to deny service based on his faith?
Should a Christian baker, for instance, be forced to make a cake for a gay wedding? A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 83% of Democrats and 56% of independent voters say yes, the baker must make that cake. 65% of Republicans say no. Majorities of most major religious groups also say yes, the baker must make the cake. Most white evangelical Protestants, though, say no. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The state of Maine is suing the Trump administration in hopes of stopping it from freezing federal money in the wake of a dispute over transgenderism. At issue is Title IX, anti-discrimination laws, and Maine's practice of letting males compete in female sports. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins says her department is pausing some funds for Maine educational programs because of the state's failure to comply with Title IX. This is SRN News. Israel's reaction to Prime Minister Netanyahu's White House visit earlier this week is subdued. The latest from the Media Line's Felice Fried said.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has returned home from a short-notice visit to Washington that local media is painting as having left the White House empty-handed. After being summoned by President Trump during a trip to Hungary, the conventional wisdom predicted the PM would at least come away with tariffs rolled back for America's closest ally. Instead, Netanyahu was told that the United States will open nuclear talks with Iran, and Israel was warned to stand down from interfering with the Islamic Republic while that was happening. The big disappointment to the Israeli public was President Trump's failure to provide any new information on the return of hostages held by Hamas. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.